This article is entitled A Parking Lot with Purpose, written by Megan Brandsrud, who is on the staff of the Living Lutheran magazine. Many congregations have parking lots, but most don't put them to use as havens of care and human dignity, as does Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Saratoga, California. Since June 2018, the congregation has been addressing homelessness in its community by leading the Rotating Safe Car Park Ministry. They call it RSCP. Prince of Peace has been part of a program that operated a rotating men's shelter, but that shut down in 2017. Sarah Pearson, a pastor of the congregation, said passionate members started looking for a way to fill the void. Saratoga is a suburb in Silicon Valley, one of the wealthiest areas in the world, and home to such tech giants as Google and Apple. The Financial Post has called Silicon Valley the most expensive housing region in the country. And U.S. News and World Report found that Santa Clara County has the fifth highest level in the nation of people experiencing homelessness. Members did a lot of research into understanding the idea of the safe park model, which is essentially when a business or church provides a safe space for people who live in their cars to park overnight, Pearson said. A significant decision in starting the program was that it would rotate. We developed a network of hosts and volunteers, said Norman Puck, a member of Prince of Peace and the RSCP leadership team. That way we can draw upon the more people to contribute and create a framework that our whole community can join. This team also connected with social service agencies, which provide referrals and background screening of all guests, as well as case management and other supportive services. There was only one problem. The City of Saratoga Municipal Code prohibited vehicles from being used as living or sleeping quarters. The team explained its plans to city officials and the sheriff's department, who all embraced the idea. And the city officials granted the program a 6-month probation, which ultimately went well and resulted in their partnering with the Prince of Peace group to create legislation for the city council's approval. From there, Puck said, it really started to grow. The ministry currently has 11 hosting and volunteer partners, a college, and 10 houses of worship. Other community partners provide different kinds of support. The YMCA allows the guests to use its showers. We do have theological differences with some of our partners, but we do all share a common understanding of caring for our neighbors who are in need, Pearson said. I don't know how else the world will change for the better unless we find some common ground, and this is one of those things, and it's been wonderful. Karen Hauschild, a member of Prince of Peace and the leadership team, said guests rotate to a new site at the beginning of every month. The 10 to 15 guests are logged every evening and morning, so the hosts know that only screen guests are using the lot. This ensures the safety of everyone who parks overnight. At Prince of Peace, volunteers host a hospitality time for an hour each morning and evening with food, drinks, pantry items, and other staples for the guests. And once a week, volunteers provide a full evening meal. The hospitality time varies with the host site, but it's a cornerstone of the program. It gives hosts a chance to welcome guests, get to know them a bit, and possibly learn about specific needs they might have. Prince of Peace uses a portion of its budget to provide small grants to guests for such things as a new tire or a tank of gas or some help with a medical expense. Puck said, we've found that once volunteers get connected, they really do become strong advocates for the guests. Ulrich Heuler, a member of Prince of Peace and the leadership team, said interesting conversations develop between volunteers and guests, and their lives are actually very similar. When guests tell us about their workday, it's hardly any different. It's really just how they spend the night that's different. The guests also monitor security at each host site, counter to some original assumptions people had about the program. Puck said they're the first to let you know if there's a problem at your site. All they want is quiet and a safe place to be, and so they help to make it safe. A sense of community flows in many directions. Members of the leadership team said that they have gotten to know their fellow parishioners better through volunteering with the program. The guests can also form strong bonds, especially if they spend several months utilizing the different sites together. Hoyer said, "They look out for each other to make sure each other's taken care of, and we receive questions about how they can give back. It's just the most beautiful thing for me to see that they are feeling that building of relationship and community." Santa Clara County now incorporates Safe Parks in its efforts to address homelessness, and Hauschild reports that RSCP has also impacted local social service agencies. "We have heard from them that sometimes people go to them and need help, but then they lose track of them. But when guests are in our program, they can keep up with them. And that is so important because a goal is to make sure guests ultimately get into the housing system."